visit Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you. In previous programs, we have been talking about the dispensation of the mystery and that it is connected with the heavenly places. In Ephesians, the phrase "in the heavenly places" occurs 5 times. Ephesians uses phrases like "riches of grace," "exceeding riches," "exceeding love," "the glory of his grace," and these superlatives are a witness to the unique and highest place of blessing reserved for the body of Christ of this dispensation. This phrase, "in the heavenly places," is the dative plural in Greek, which speaks of locality. In other parts of Scripture, we have the phrase "heavenly," but that means heavenly in character, not located in heaven itself. Now, before we go further, I want to look at the word "saint." The word "saint" is hagios in Greek. The genitive plural is tone hagion in masculine, feminine, and neuter. So when the phrase is in the masculine or feminine, it should be translated "of the saints." But when in the neuter, it should be translated "of holy places" or "things." In Hebrews, it is used in the neuter for the holy place itself. So in Ephesians 2:19, we can translate the genitive plural neuter this way: "Now therefore you are no longer guests and foreigners, but fellow citizens of heaven's holiest of all, and of the household of God." Philippians 3:20 is a parallel when Paul says this: "Our citizenship is in heaven." And Colossians 1:12 presents the same truth when we translate it properly: "giving thanks unto the Father who has made you sufficient for the allotment of the holiest of all in the light." The King James says in Ephesians 2:19 that we are fellow citizens of the saints, but we do not inherit people or saints, but a place. The members of the body of Christ of Paul's post-Acts ministry have an inheritance or an allotment in the light, in heaven itself, the true holiest of all. Now we have the facts before us, the facts that our home and place of blessing is not on earth or the New Jerusalem, but in the heavenly places, and that we are fellow citizens of heaven's holiest of all. Now let's look at the references to the phrase "in the heavenly places" in Ephesians. They are found in Ephesians 1:3, 1:20, 2:6, 3:10, and 6:12. When we examine them, we see that it is the place of our blessings, it is the place where Christ was exalted to and where he now sits, and it is the place where the church, which is his body of Paul's last 7 letters, will be in the oncoming eons, and it is the place where the body of Christ will be a witness to the principalities and powers of that realm, and it is also the place where the spiritual wickedness is now located. Now examine them on your own. This place and the exceeding riches that go with it is the calling of the members of the body of Christ. So know your calling and seek to walk worthy of it. If our inheritance, our blessings, is where Christ now sits at the right hand of God, let us seek those things and rejoice in them. Earthly promises, blessings, and inheritance are for an earthly people, Israel. And it is through Israel that Abrahamic blessings will flow out to the nations. But for the time being, Israel has been set aside, Abrahamic blessings have been discontinued, and a mystery that up until Acts 28:28 had been kept secret has been made known. We are living in a dispensation that is unparalleled in its riches and glories. It elevates the believer to heaven's holiest of all, where there are no need of ceremonies or rituals of any kind. All rituals, whether divine or human, have been nailed to the cross. Now we are to keep, not make, the unity of the Spirit. It is here in Paul's post-Acts ministry that all factions end, peace reigns, and there is no boasting in the flesh. And most importantly, it is here that we are independent of all things except the Lord himself. So what is your calling? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.